92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. If you have not gotten the flu this year, count yourself lucky, but you probably know somebody who has. It's considered to have very high spread across Wisconsin right now, according to data from the State Department of Health Services. Wastewater data shows in Madison, flu prevalence is currently at moderate levels. Maddie Schaefer reports.
Melissa Malmberg is a nurse practitioner who works in the emergency department at Tamarack Health in Ashland. She says she's seeing it firsthand among patients.
We're seeing a lot of patients daily who are coming in with that are positive for the symptoms. And even in the United States, this flu season has been very high this year. It's one of the worst flu seasons ever.
Nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates 180,000 people have been hospitalized with the flu so far this season, and over 7,000 people have died. That includes 17 reported child deaths, one of which was in Wisconsin. Malmberg says the most common symptoms to watch for are fever, cough, congestion, body aches, headaches, and fatigue. She adds that in some cases, the hospital is also seeing pneumonia develop after the flu virus has run its course.
It's making people very short of breath this year.
She says those at the highest risk for influenza A include children under 6 months, people with chronic respiratory conditions like asthma or COPD, those who are immunocompromised, pregnant women, and adults 65 and older. To avoid getting sick, Malmberg says the best prevention is getting the yearly flu vaccine. She adds that simple steps like frequent hand washing, wiping down surfaces, and staying home if you're sick can also help reduce the spread. According to DHS data, only about 30% of Wisconsinites have received a flu vaccine so far this season.
Incarcerated Wisconsinites could get better access to hygiene products under new proposals, Lisa Hale reports.
Legislation at the state capitol would prevent markups on basic items like shampoo, soap, lotion, and toothpaste inside of Wisconsin's prisons and county jails. And they'll give inmates a basic stipend to buy those items each month while giving a wider range of menstrual products for free. The bills were introduced 2 years ago and didn't make it through the session then.
The bills had a hearing with some bipartisan support. Meanwhile, some Republican lawmakers have been circulating a proposal that would open the roads to driverless vehicles. The legislation would establish an autonomous driving safety board and permitting process for driverless cars, as well as regulations covering accidents and alcohol thresholds for human operators. The lawmakers say their goal is to establish Wisconsin as a competitive state in the autonomous vehicle industry. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. Government buildings are closed and there's no school, mail, or trash pickup. Metro Transit buses are operating on Saturday schedules. Tonight, the King Coalition is hosting the yearly observance at the Overture Center. There will be a performance by the MLK Community Choir and a speech from Mark Lamont Hill. The ceremony is led by Cora Merritt, a UW alumnus and sociology professor who served as acting director of the National Science Foundation. The mayor and county executive will award three people this year's City-County Humanitarian Awards. The King Coalition also hosts a day of service for students. They're out of class, so the idea is to give middle and high schoolers opportunities to volunteer. Education is supposed to be more than learning from a textbook, but some say the school system is preparing kids to be employees, not members of a community. Lisa Hale reports.
The Dairyland Patriot reports school report cards rate the things that are easiest to quantify, such as test scores, workforce preparation, and graduation readiness. Things like ethical reasoning, navigating complex situations, and civic participation aren't considered. Paul Linsmeyer, former chair of the Wisconsin Council on Workforce Investment Board, warns that education policy is drifting toward becoming more of a workforce pipeline at the expense of creativity, critical thinking, and engagement. High schools are not the only ones to blame. Wisconsin universities are frequently cutting humanities and social science programs as cost-saving measures. The question is whether schools and universities are preparing citizens, not just workers. Read more about this and other stories at thedairylandpatriot.com. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And Valentine's Day is almost 4 weeks away, and you can help brighten the holiday for veterans. For the fourth year in a row, the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is collecting cards from people all over the state. Then they'll be delivered to VA facilities. Sometimes they even have big Valentine's Day parties to hand out all those cards. Since this program began in 2023, Wisconsin veterans have received more than 80,000 Valentine's Day cards. Secretary of Veterans Affairs James Bond says this program spreads so much happiness because of the outpouring of support and love. All cards need to be mailed within the next 12 days. The final day to be able to send those cards in is January 31st. You can send them to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veterans Valentines, here in Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. Thought his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20. So we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Some areas of blowing snow right away this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Our high today, 4 above, but that wind west at 10 to 20 is going to keep the wind chill below zero all day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 4 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.